Great to be back. Amen. It's been a long day. I have been sleeping, waking and sleeping. I pray that I'll not sleep tonight. Yeah, it's wonderful to be part of what God is doing in Africa, and tell you, God is doing tremendous things. Amen. We planted our 9th church this Easter, and it was wonderful. I mean, we had an Easter conference, an outreach conference. We had over 1,200 people gathered together to open a church in Tema, one of the twin cities of Accra. And we had a convention, meetings in the morning and meetings in the evening. But in the between three and six, we did like Samson did. We catch two foxes and set fire at their tail, and we drive them to the enemy's camp. We, like Jesus also did, he sent two of the disciples to the town, to the villages. And we went, two people go to homes, you know, and it was amazing. You know, God did so much, you know, so much. And on the last day of the meeting, that was Sunday, Easter Sunday, the resurrection power came in a tremendous way. One of the people that stood for presidency, his sister, was brought in the meeting in a wheelchair, and at the close of the meeting, I mean, the meeting was closed, and she couldn't find her crutches because she forgot she came with crutches. And when she started walking, she remembered she came with crutches. I mean, it was excellent. God's power was there. And so it's exciting what God is doing, and tremendous things. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday morning, and who knows, maybe we'll get again Sunday night. I believe God that God is going to do some things in our lives. Amen. And it's, I was sitting back there, and something didn't just go right, you know. And I'm sorry to say this, but I've seen it happen in all the meetings, especially when I come here in England. That after the praise and worship, when the leader is through with the song, then people start dropping. You hear sounds of people sitting. Boom, krum, krow. And we hear about four, the worship is over. You know, I said, what is that? You know, but it's like the first time that David wanted to bring the ark home. You know, because the Philistines saw how havoc and how tragic the ark was doing in the land of the Philistines, they put the ark on new oxen, and they drove the oxen, if perchance the oxen will find its way to Jerusalem. And the oxen began to leave the land of the Philistines and headed towards Israel's border. So they said, ooh, away with this thing. Then when David heard that the ark had been brought by the Philistines and it was at the Israel's border, they also did the same thing that the Philistines did. They also chose new oxen, and then they went, welcomed the ark, and set it on these new oxen. But that was not God's way. God had said that men should carry the ark God wants you and I to bear His presence, not animals, not oxen. But because the Philistines did it that way, they thought, if it worked, why can't it work with us? You see, we must do it God's way if we want God kind of results. And when they began to bring the ark, and it got to the threshold of Nakon's threshold, the Bible says there was a little bump, and the ark slipped. It was falling. And Uzzah tried to help God, and there he died. Because, you know, God never intended some donkeys, some spiritual macho men to do it. You see, what amazes me is that when David heard that the ark was there at the border, he chose 50,000 men to go for the ark, including David himself. So if they set this ark on this oxen, then why did 30,000 men go? So all they were doing was just to have a nice chorus and just follow. Why some donkeys do the work? But that is not what God wants. We have not come here for 3 days for some donkeys to bring His presence. We have come here to bring the presence of God together. We want God to fill our lives. We don't want some worship leaders to just get it all together. We don't want some praise bands to get it together. No, we have come to seek God together, to bring His presence. So don't come with one hand in your pocket and the other eye looking around. Paul said, I wish all men with lifted hands everywhere come and say, Lord, let your glory come. You know, the second time, the Bible tells us that David was so miserable, he was annoyed. It displeased David that God had to kill Uzzah. But then they abandoned the ark there and just close to the house of Obed-Edom. He said, okay, bring the ark here. And when David heard that God was prospering the house of Obed-Edom because of the ark of God in there, he said, now bring the ark back. But this time, they got it right. The Levites, just like God had instructed, went to carry the ark on their shoulders with those golden wooden poles made from acacia wood and overlaid with pure gold. And the ark that was overlaid purely every part with solid gold. That box was heavy. Yet men who really mean business had to carry it. Almost about a 40-mile journey just carrying this to Jerusalem. They had to sweat out to bring out God's presence. Some of you need a plane, cheap plane, to come to Africa and see how people sweat out while we're praising and worshiping God. You sweat out at your ball, football, soccer. You scream and shout. And when you come to church, you get gentle on God. I don't want to say shame to you, but I almost said it. But it's a pity that we do everything outside, but when we come to church, We don't want to sweat it out. We need to sweat out to carry God's presence. We don't need to come and get back well dressed. People should see us that we have been in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to just say, excuse me, neighbor. I'm going to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you just don't bother about anybody by you. Amen. You just get through to heaven. And when you leave with His presence, your life is never the same. I mean, when God comes into the meeting, the best thing happens when the preacher is over. Because God does things by His own power and might. Amen. Healing takes place. Deliverances, miracles happen. Because God was there in the meeting. I have determined that before I leave this place, this 3 days, I want a miracle from God. Well, I'm the only one who will say amen. I will say amen. And if something is good, don't wait till somebody says, say amen. Amen. You need to say amen. Hallelujah. Well, 3 Africans days will not do you much harm. Hallelujah. I'm just going to be slow tonight, but I believe tomorrow we will have enough time. I want to be very quick tonight. I feel a little tired. And I'm just going to be brief tonight. And then we're going to go into more tomorrow and Sunday. Who knows, maybe Sunday night. But we want to wait for God. We want to be blessed with His presence. We want to be touched with His presence. You know, we want, you know, people to just, you know, one thing about the Holy Spirit, He loves to be sung to. For some time, the Holy Spirit has been impressing on my heart that He wants us to sing to Him. And sometimes I get up, I don't have a very good voice. I sing on the key F on faith. But I sing anyway. You know, I sing anyway. Sometimes I just get up in the middle of the night and then I just sing to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians, in Colossians, singing psalms and spiritual songs and hymns. Any way you sing it, the Holy Ghost loves to be sung to. Oh, hallelujah. Have you watched these movies that, you know, a man just comes and buys a ring and begins to sing to, you know, his lover or his spouse, and, you know, the song is out of tune, but it doesn't matter. You know, that his spouse wants is the song, you know, just to say, I love you. And the Holy Ghost loves to be sung to. So I don't take for granted the people that stand here and just sing to the Holy Spirit. If I don't know the song, I will lie or wait or mama wait and just go get into it. Because the Holy Spirit loves to be sung to. Amen. So sing to the Holy Spirit. Just sing to Him. When you're going home in your car, just sing to Him. Sometimes get some living tapes. You know, and put it in your car tape, and while you're driving, just get spiritualized. By the time you come here, you're already overcharged. And you can buy a sticker and say, highly inflammable, and put it on your car. Hallelujah. And when people see you driving and singing and worshiping, I tell you, you are highly armed and dangerous. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. And let's get in His presence. Not only here, this 3 days, practice His presence. You know, in the bathroom, why you bopping, you know, hallelujah. I mean, just sing to the Holy Ghost and let the next door neighbor say, what is going wrong in this house? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, you know, he doesn't want us necessarily to sing about him. We can sing about Jesus. He will not come and exalt himself. He will not speak of himself. But he wants us to sing to him. What about God the Father, about Jesus? The Holy Ghost wants you to sing to him. Hallelujah. So, we're going to start from somewhere tonight. Let's just stand and let's do some, you know. You know, the only thing that God, you don't see in worshiping God is sitting. There's no sitting in his presence. He's standing in his presence, or, you know, lying in his presence. You know, there's no sitting. Amen. Because God wants us to be serious with him. And, you know, you lift your hands. The Bible says, let the lifting up of your hands be as the evening sacrifice.